Levees protect people, towns, and agriculture from flooding. But 2 years ago, parts of the Missouri River and its tributaries reached record crests and many levees failed. Now there's a rare effort to build a levee higher to better protect one southwest Iowa town. Harvest Public Media's Katie Pikus reports.
Hamburg is a town of 1,100 people in the southwest corner of Iowa. It sits 5 miles from the Missouri River. Just outside of town, the Ditch 6 levee stretches for 1.5 miles, shielding Hamburg from runoff from hills to the north and east. But lifelong resident Darren Hendrickson says that's not its only purpose.
Now it's becoming a levee to protect us from the Missouri River.
Hamburg's seen its share of flooding in recent decades. The Corps of Engineers has contracted Hendrickson's construction company to build the sand and clay levee 8 feet higher. Hendrickson's hope for the future is simple.
Just flood protection, being able to sleep at night, knowing that things are safe.
People in Hamburg have wanted this levee built higher for a decade. As floodwaters rushed toward the town in June 2011, the Corps worked with Hendrickson and others to raise the height of the levee. Hamburg was spared, but the addition was only temporary. The Corps said the construction wasn't ideal, so Hamburg needed to either tear it down or rebuild it to proper code. The cost to make it permanent? Nearly $5 million. Residents filled the town's main street for a flash mob to raise the money. In a video posted to YouTube,
"Levy, levy, save us from the river. Levy, levy."
Hamburg didn't reach its goal, so the town had to take down the extra dirt. Then in March 2019, they faced a similar problem, but they didn't have time to shore up the levee. The Missouri River spilled over the top of the levee and submerged 2/3 of the town. The floodwaters stuck around for months, but from the devastation came state and federal funding, enough for a permanent levee raise.
People have made a lot of exceptions for us, and we recognize it. And we're very grateful. We're not a town that's used to getting help.
Hamburg Mayor Kathy Crane says she feels blessed. The town has a small annual budget and could never pay for the levee on its own.
We're just a little town. We have 5 employees. I'm a volunteer mayor.
Hamburg's case is unique. Raising levees around here is rare because levee owners have to show there's a need, and studies have to make sure that they won't push water onto nearby communities. Matt Kraske with the Omaha District of the Corps says higher levees can create a lot of bad feelings.
We take great pains to make sure that if somebody is wanting to do something like this, that it's studied properly and it's looked at so that the risk isn't transferred and that everybody is fully aware of what's going on.
In Hamburg's case, Kraske says the levee is not a main one along the river, so it won't push water onto anyone else. He says the Corps hasn't received any other requests at this time to raise levees. But that doesn't mean people don't want higher levees. Sandy Graybill is with 2 levee districts in northwest Missouri, a little south of Hamburg. She says in a perfect world, she'd never go through another flood. But she doesn't think she'll see her district's levees raised anytime soon.
That is just not feasible. It's not going to happen because you have to raise the entire system along the Missouri River, both the right bank and the left bank. You can't just raise one section.
Environmental group American Rivers says it's not the height of the levees that's the problem, but where they're located. Eileen Shader with American Rivers says there are many spots where levees are too close to rivers. So she says the solution is to move levees farther back.
We want to give rivers enough room to safely accommodate the amount of floodwater that they're going to be experiencing due to climate change. And if we do that, we are less likely to see levees be repeatedly damaged.
Shader says levees are expensive to repair or rebuild every time there's a flood, and moving them is a one-time investment. But in Hamburg, a higher levee proved itself against flooding nearly 10 years ago. Now the town hopes their one-time investment will hold up. Katie Pikus, Harvest Public Media.